right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 368. I am your host, GPD, here in Tokyo, Japan. And of course, we're joined by injury head, maybe have man, Wombat.
Injury head, maybe have, that's something.
What are you talking about? I said, a man who may have a head injury.
I know, I don't. What did you hear? I think I'm good.
You think you're good?
Yeah, I actually got the last bit of scab fell off today.
And so. You can, that's now going to be a prize on your Kickstarter, right?
Exactly. And I got the hospital bill this afternoon, so, woohoo!
How's that? How's the state of American healthcare?
As of right now, it's covered.
Cool.
So, you know, knock on wood, it stays that way, and that's, right. We're done, I guess.
And you're feeling much better.
I am feeling significantly better, yes. Yeah. So, that's thank good. You, everyone, for all the kind words.
Right. Wait to get to the show feedback.
I know, I put it on there.
How you doing, Shipwreck? Shipwreck now, so now Shipwreck is injured.
Oh, my ankle is so large right now.
Don't play basketball.
I still don't understand why they allow messenger bikes on the basketball court.
Well, I don't. It seemed like an odd thing, but I went with it. I mean, yeah, I was playing basketball over lunch today, and I went up for a shot, and a guy's foot decided to be where my feet were going to land at. And now it's really swollen. Like, people seem to like not think sprained ankles are a big deal. And if you think that, you've not really sprained your ankle before.
Right.
Like, you can have like the little minor sprains or like, oh, I twisted my ankle or whatever. But when you really do it and you think it's broken, that's when you've really sprained your ankle.
When you can't walk.
Right. When you can't walk, when you can't put any pressure on it.
Did you get
when it's like twice as big as the other ankle?
It's very good timing right before E3. It's just what you want to have.
Yeah, great.
Are you
walking involved at all at E3.
Are you icing it?
I am.
Okay. Do you have like a wrap for it?
Is it elevated?
It's not right now. I don't have anywhere to elevate it while we're doing the show, but I have a air cast from where I've sprained my ankle before.
All right.
May I suggest a different wrap for it? My name is Shipwreck, and I'm here to say I broke my ankle yesterday.
Actually, I think it was today.
Today, it didn't rhyme as well.
They both rhyme.
It rhymed, but it didn't have as...
it didn't have the same words. Iambic pentameter.
Exactly. That's a word that all rappers use.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Ship. So we're going to get you a wheelchair or something, right? Well, what are we going to do?
I'm going to be fine.
How?
Shoot up some drugs on it. I'll be fine.
I'll get you some brownies.
There you go. You won't feel a thing.
Slap those brownies right down on my socks. It'll all be good.
Two bites, and you won't feel anything below
pretty
the
much.
Neck.
Pretty much.
I know.
I think I'll tough
actually,
it out.
Actually, one
right.
For Shipwreck, one bite.
That's true. Well, he's a heavy drinker, so you never know.
It's different. Didn't you see Easy Rider?
Yes.
Remember Jack Nicholson?
Yes, I know. I knew what you were referring
Shipwreck
to.
Shipwreck is just like Jack Nicholson. He gets that drunk at E3. Where he's making the armpit noises with his hand.
And he wears a football helmet everywhere.
All right. So, yeah, but you didn't really expect that to heal in a week? I mean, that seems like it could take a couple of weeks.
Well, I have a week and a few days.
I feel like if we get Shipwreck a wheelchair, then he may garner some sympathy and we may be able to get in some places that we may normally not be able to.
And we wouldn't have to wait online anywhere.
Right. Don't get a motorized one because you need at least one person to push
you around. Oh, we're with him.
Yeah.
And then we should definitely go to Disneyland.
All right, well, okay. Well, so that's what's happening. I'm perfectly fine. Everybody should know.
This week. Next week's
going to
be.
Yeah, I mean, it's like it seems to be going in a pattern, so.
I don't think so. My back is still fine. Like, nothing, I'm doing yoga twice a week. Nothing's blown out. Everything's good. How about some show feedback?
Sure. Darth Santin has to say, I'm glad to hear Wombat's okay. Think of all the poor E3 swag that would go to waste without him. We already touched on this, but yes, I'm doing okay. Thank you. And yes, I'm very excited for my E3 swag. So there you go. And
I'm excited to laugh about your E3 swag.
Yeah, I think that's half the fun, isn't it? It's as much as of a game of getting stuff as it is getting the stuff.
I'm excited to see the bag you bring to carry your swag in.
Shipwreck has laid down the law. He will not be carrying Wombat's swag this year.
I know. I have a bag that I like, but you won't let me bring it. But we'll have to see how that goes.
Which bag is that?
It's a nice messenger. It's a really nice messenger bag. It just happens to have an EA logo on the back. Because, you know, I'm the only person at E3 that's ever received a bag from EA.
I have a great idea that will solve everybody's problems. Okay? Mm-hmm. You get a black Sharpie, and you just write "sucks" underneath it.
I would do that because it just happens to be like the perfect bag for the show floor. That's the only problem with it. Not problem, but you know, you get it.
Buy another patch and put it over it.
I was just thinking black tape, like electric tape.
Writing "sucks" is going to be easier.
Possibly. How about I put option. "Sucks" in tape underneath it?
Or you make like the Ghostbuster circle with a line through it. That'll work too. Like EA Busters?
I got it. I understood.
Yeah. Okay. Just making sure.
Kobiak has to say, I quit listening once GPD dismissed Shipwreck's cat's cancer over whiny-ass Wombat's quote-unquote near-death experience, a topic already mentioned times and times again all over this website and Twitter. Listening to the CADcast is now more and more akin to a chore.
So he made it 4 minutes into the show.
Yeah, I guess so. And I don't, was it really mentioned times and times again? I don't know about that either. But anyway, how's your cat doing?
His cancer, or he still has cancer, I guess. I don't know. Or the tumor came back that they took out of him as positive. So now we're just waiting to find out what kind of like radiation or chemotherapy treatments he goes for. But all things considering, it seems like it's as good as possible.
Excellent. Glad to hear it.
Yeah, it's sad. Like, you don't realize like every video game I've played for the last 12 years, that cat has been either like right beside me or on my lap, unless I was playing a Kinect game. So I don't know. It's a sad experience to think about all that.
Yeah, that sucks.
You have a dog.
I have a dog. My dog is right next to me as we do this. Sleeping.
Your dog is pretty quiet.
My dog is super quiet. My dog is old, GP. My dog is old. My dog does two things. My dog sleeps and my dog eats. I guess poops too. So that's about it.
So pretty much we're going to be having like a very special episode of the CADcast where both your pets are dead.
That is a very possible possibility at some point.
It would be good if they did it around the same time.
So like you don't have to deal with it? Yeah.
Not me, but just it would be just nice to roll it into one whole special.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Yeah, you know what? Hey, Zelda, come over here.
You would have to coordinate a little better than that. I think.
I know. I think so.
We both know that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How about some... I don't know how to respond to that guy. Kubiak. Okay. Don't listen. I mean, if you can't even make it 4 minutes, then... Yeah.
I like that he's mad at you for my thing that happened to me.
Oh, it was my fault.
Yeah.
He did manage to mention all of us, so that's good.
Yep.
Only Shipwreck didn't have a problem. Shipwreck was in the clear.
Because Shipwreck's gold.
So you saw, speaking of gold, you saw the new X-Men movie.
I did. I saw that on Saturday. It was good. I liked it a lot, actually.
So is this the story is based on the comic arc that was also a cartoon, right?
Yes, but it's very different.
The movie changed it
significantly. Significantly. I mean, it's
to
still...
To sell more acts, is that why?
A lot more Wolverine.
Was there any axe in the film?
No. How much axe was in the film?
It's just Axe. It's all they do. They just spray Axe on each other.
So it's good? What? What's the story?
It's not bad.
Yeah, what's going on here?
Oh, it's...
not bad.
It's not... you know, I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but I think everyone's probably seen it by now anyway. No, I was surprised at how much I like it. I mean, it's... It has a lot of Wolverine in it, which is still, which is fine. But, and, you know, there's a lot of, you know, you just roll with it kind of things. Like, I don't know why that, I don't know why Shadowcat can do that now, but whatever. It keeps the movie going. And the end sequence is actually pretty, pretty sweet. That whole, the, on the lawn of the White House. So it's pretty cool. Go see it, I guess. Yeah. I don't know why. Again, it's hard to tell.
How vile is it? It's PG-13.
Yeah, right? No, it's not appropriate for children.
No. Okay. Because Wolverine's ass is in it?
Because Wolverine's bare ass is in it. And then he stabs a guy.
While he's naked?
While he's naked.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my favorite stabbings.
Yeah, it's, you know, I only stab people when I'm naked.
What was that?
Was he naked because he was putting Axe on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some nice Axe body wash, followed by some Axe body spray.
Yes.
Eastern Promises has a good nude fight scene.
It does. It does.
That's a great movie.
That's Viggo Mortensen, though. That's not...
Dude, that's a great movie.
It is a good movie. Wasn't he up for Wolverine at one point, too, or am I making that up?
Sure.
There's nothing unplausible about that statement, so let's go with that.
Right.
Right.
I saw a couple of movies. I saw Her, that just came out for rental. That's the movie about the guy with Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin?
How depressing is that?
Yeah, it seems depressing.
How depressing? You know, I would say on the depressometer, 10 being soul-crushingly depressing and 1 being an Adam Sandler movie, I would say...
Wait, that's also depressing.
But in the other direction, right?
Right. Well, everything is depressing. Click was pretty depressing.
I would say it's...
It's depressing to even remember what Click was.
I would say it's like a 7.
Okay. Ugh.
But it's very interesting.
I don't watch anything above a 4. So
I don't know. I can't remember. I thought it maybe it had like a sort of happy-ish ending.
There's no sad, such sort of happy-ish ending.
Nah, it can't be happy.
You're not selling it. No.
Yeah, I know. But it's very interesting. It's about a guy who falls in love with his phone, basically his operating system.
So it's the GPT story.
I'm not in love with my phone at all. He has sex with his phone.
So,
but it's very interesting. I don't know. I would recommend that. But it is a, you know, the cool thing. One of the cooler things about it is that it takes place in the near future in LA, and they did a pretty good job of coming up with a look for the movie. I thought. So you could even get into that if you're not buying the story. I also saw Pain and Gain, which just came out on Netflix.
Oh, I was trying to figure out what that was.
Like, have you seen that?
No. Where is that on the depressometer?
That's just fucked up. It's not depressing.
Because I feel like that also has an ending that's a bummer.
It's not a bummer, but it's about these bodybuilders who commit this horrible crimes rather, and they're pretty dumb. So it's sort of like a dark comedy, but it's a true story. It wasn't bad. It's a Michael Bay movie, but I thought like it had to be one of his best movies after I saw it. And I looked on Rotten Tomatoes and it was his second best movie. Can you guess what his first best movie is? The number one Michael Bay movie, the highest rated movie.
Armageddon?
Nope. Mm-hmm. The Rock.
Oh, there you go. Okay, I'll give.
Okay, that makes sense.
Then this one, but they're all bad, by the way. His highest movie is like a 60 something.
I like The Rock.
I don't know. It's all right.
Oddly enough, The Rock is his highest rated movie, and his second highest rated movie has The Rock in it.
That is true. The Rock is actually very good in this. His character is hilarious.
The Rock is rarely bad. He just isn't always in good movies.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this is a good Netflix movie right here. This is a movie when you want to half watch a movie. This is a great movie for that. I also have a Read This, Bitches. which is a book called Nowhere to Hide. It's the book about Edward Snowden. And it's amazing. Ben Gilbert recommended it on Twitter. And it was another winning recommendation from Ben. It's pretty fucking scary to read. We talked about this last week, I think, because they had a Frontline special about it, too. The book is pretty much the same thing as the Frontline special, just with a little more detail. So if you're really lazy, I would recommend just watching the Frontline special. But it's pretty outstanding. It's a pretty outstanding book.
I'm so lazy, I'm not going to do anything.
No, you got it. You should. It's like reading a spy thriller, except it's real.
You can read a spy thriller.
But it is depressing. That's a 10 on the
depression. What if I just played Watch Dogs instead?
You can't play Watch Dogs. Who are you joking?
Yeah.
That shit's not going to load.
Nobody can play Watch Dogs.
Nobody
right?
on PC can play Watch Dogs. Come on.
New releases then?
Yes.
Watch Dogs.
I can't play
it. It's kind of out.
It crashes when I load it, so I can't play it anymore.
I don't know if it took my PC down. No, it wasn't it, because I was downloading it, so that wasn't it. But my PC video card is all messed up right now. I get a blue screen. It tells me to contact my administrator.
Have you tried that?
Have you contacted your administrator?
Mrs. Shipwreck.
Yeah, I pointed at the screen, and she said, what was wrong? Like, what happened? And then I said, I'm going to play some Xbox and changed it. So
you said, I should have bought
this.
I got to
deal with fixing
Xbox
that.
Or PlayStation.
Or, yeah.
That's the thing now. Like, when that type of stuff happens, and especially when a Ubisoft game comes out, it's like, consoles are just easier still. Like, if I wanted to play Watch Dogs, I could kind of play Watch Dogs, I guess, on the console right now.
Yeah. I mean, people, when I was complaining about not getting it, I mean, I actually was able to play it for about 4 or 5 hours, I think. But now whenever I try to continue, it just loads to about 90% on the meter, and then it just crashes the game,
which is a known issue. How was that 4 to 5 hours?
What do you mean?
How was the game?
Oh, how was it? I thought you were questioning my math.
No. How was the 4 to 5 hours that you played?
I actually think it's really cool. It's obviously very similar to Grand Theft Auto, but they've tried to add in, like, you know, hacking and then like the movie Drive combined into a Grand Theft Auto game, which is pretty cool. I've just got to the part where you can unlock a lot of the side missions. I've only had some side missions available, not all like the mini games, so I don't know about the mini games yet. But so far so good. It has a nice selection of cars, and they did a good job of ripping off the real life versions. You can tell what they were going for, which is always nice. The shooting seems pretty solid.
Do you have a lot of hats?
You don't really have a lot of hats, I gotta say. I only have basically the same hat in different colors.
Do you?
His iconic hat?
Yeah, but it's just in different colors.
Is there a lot of following people? I feel like that game is all about following people. Am I making that up?
Wombat, let me talk to you about stealth driving.
No. I will never play that game.
Yep.
How's stealth driving?
I will never play that game.
Okay, so stealth, remember when I said they tried to make it like the movie Drive? The first 4 minutes of Drive? That is stealth driving.
Okay, well, that was similar. They had something similar in... Was that... Oh, gosh. Was it Medal of Honor? Was it Call of Duty? Was it?
Oh, really?
One of those games had a stealth driving section where you're trying to get out of a neighborhood without the other cars that are patrolling finding you. I cannot remember which one of those games it was.
Right.
But I want to say it was the second Medal of Honor game from last gen.
Okay.
But
could be.
Yeah, it's definitely that. Maybe
I don't do stealth driving. And I'm really trying.
How's this stealth driving?
You know what? It's pretty good. It is like the movie Drive. Like that type of music kicks in, that like synth vibe, and you know, you can pull over and turn off the engine and hide. There's helicopters flying overhead. I did find the situation to be the tensest. I liked it. I kind of liked it. So I can't really complain about stealth driving, but I did when, of course, you know, when you're playing the game, it literally says stealth driving and a little tutorial pops up on the screen. And of course I had the same reaction as you guys.
Does stealth driving entail tailing anybody, or is it just you trying to be stealthy?
Well, you know, I only got to a certain point. So at this point it was just, we were in a garage and I needed to get this guy out of town basically. And the cops were looking for us and that was it. I had to get out of town. And it was cool. I did have to do it about 5 or 6 times before I was able to get... I did it so many times.
Oh, sounds awesome.
You were not selling this.
Well, I'm being honest. It's not my job to sell it, right? I know you're joking, but yeah, it is what it is. I really like that first 4 minutes of drive. So I've watched that first four minutes of drive.
So the 4 to 5 hours of the game you played was just this one mission.
It's possible.
I can't.
Yeah.
How are the checkpoints?
Checkpoints. I'm not sure. I'm not that, like, I don't know that I died that often. I don't know. So far, it seems okay. Let me put it this way. I've tried many times to get the game working because I want to play more. It's not frustrating me at all. I've gone to the point where, like, I'm deleting saves and trying to get it to pull down saves from Uplay Cloud to see if that fixes it and verifying the files and shit like that.
And have you thought about getting it on PS4?
I thought about it, but I fucking spent $70 and I bought the deluxe edition. I'm embarrassed to say that right now, but I will admit that.
Well, you got all of some of the stuff.
And it doesn't even work,
right?
That
came with it. Yeah.
It actually didn't even work. They didn't even give you the stuff that you paid for at first. There was a glitch with that as well. But yeah, I know. You're still not getting all the stuff.
Oh, good work.
Have I ever mentioned how good Uplay is?
Yeah, it's pretty pointless.
Oh.
But I'm not even... Uplay's not even my problem. The problem is the game is crashing.
Uplay, I don't know if it's a Uplay, more like you don't play... Huh?
And the worst part is after the game is crashing, right? I can't play it. And then it says, thank you for playing Watch Dogs. It literally, and it also says, thank you for choosing Uplay. I'm like, yeah, choosing, playing, quote unquote. All these things are not happening. So I'm right now, I have a pretty positive outlook on the game. It is a huge resource hog on PC. This game runs the worst out of pretty much any game that I've ever played in terms of the performance I can get out of it. At 1080p...
That's typical for a launch Ubisoft PC game.
Right, right.
None of them work.
So I don't know what I was thinking. I know what I was thinking. I had free time to kill, and I wanted to play something new to talk about on the show. But, yeah, so... I can't max this. I can't even come close to playing this on highest settings.
What about have you thought about getting that new $3,000 video card from NVIDIA?
NVIDIA Black? I'm not an expert on these things, but it's my understanding that they're at the end of what they're getting. I forget which chipset they're on, but this is like they're coming out with a new chipset soon. So they're basically trying to just squeeze every last drop out of what they have now. So I think it seems kind of dumb to spend $3,000 on what's basically the old technology. Plus, it takes up 4 fucking slots in your PC.
What else are you sticking in the slots?
I don't know, but it'll actually fit in my PC because it's so big.
I stopped listening for a second. All I heard was, it's so big, it fits in my slot. Is that...
4 slots, dude. Four of my slots.
I didn't know you were a 4-slot guy.
Hey, I've been married for a long time. My 10-year wedding anniversary is in a few weeks.
Nice.
Right after E3. Oh, God. I got to stretch for a second. Hold on. Oh. What were we talking about? I don't even remember.
Anything else new?
Watch Dogs.
Anything else new?
Watch Dogs, right.
That came out this week?
Let's see. I don't think so.
Tropico 5 is coming out for PC. Those games are fun. I haven't played Tropico 5 yet.
I know you like those games.
Yeah, they're great. Mm-hmm. Like, if you like a SimCity style game, but with some, I don't know,
Tropics.
Some humor to it. And Tropics. Yeah, they're excellent games. I'll definitely pick that up once I fix my computer.
What about, isn't,
or wait for the PS4 version.
Is it Mario Kart out?
That's on tomorrow.
It comes out tomorrow when the show goes up. Yes.
Okay, good. People would complain if we didn't mention that. Person would complain. Well, I mean,
it's a big game.
I know.
Sure.
I do see a lot of people on my Twitter. They are excited about it. Well, anything else for new releases? There's a free-to-play Ace Combat game.
On the PlayStation 3.
Is it coming to PC too? There might be. I thought there's something on PC. Ace Combat-wise. But anyway, so that's it. Oh, I also I wrote here that Watch Dogs broke a day one sales record for Ubisoft. Is it Ubisoft or Ubisoft? Did we ever figure that out?
Ubisoft.
I'd be hard.
I'd be nauseous. okay. So the previous first day sale record holder, it doesn't say. Okay, who cares? Okay, so great. So a lot of us have games that spent money for a game that we can't play. The Steam forum on that game is pretty entertaining. On Watch Dogs, people just like, you can see, like, they're complaining even in Russian. You know they're complaining. I can't be sure that they're complaining, but I'm pretty sure.
I mean, this was a majorly like anticipated game just based off of, I don't know, some videos.
How does it get released so broken on PC?
Because they don't care.
I mean, so broken.
Yeah, I'm going to go with they don't care.
And especially, like, look, they go through the trouble of putting up this fucking Uplay thing that you have to deal with, right? At least you would think, we got to make, you know, if we got to sell this Uplay shit, we want to be in the business of selling PC games like Steam. We want to be like Steam. And the game, their premier title is just completely broken. But I guess, you know what? Like, EA does the same thing. And they have their own, you know, retail platform also.
EA is not quite as 100%
broken
bad track record. Yes.
Although I heard that Battlefield still doesn't work well.
Sure. But I mean, Ubisoft, I remember trying to play that Splinter Cell game, the latest Splinter Cell, the first week it was out.
Okay.
Impossible. I remember Assassin's Creed 4 when I tried to play that. Wait, no, 4, 3.
On PC?
Which one? Not the latest one, the one before, the one that was in Boston.
That's 3.
3.
3.
3, yes. The third Assassin's Creed game. that didn't work the first week it was out on PC either. So, whatever they're doing, they're consistent.
So bad.
I just wonder if they don't test it on enough different rigs and everything.
I'm thinking they don't test it at all.
I think a lot of people reading the forums, a lot of people think that. Let's see. I don't know what else we got here. Oh, yeah. Someone was complaining on Twitter that they were getting bad performance on this game. What else we got here? What's next? What should we talk about? Microsoft?
Sure.
Quantum Break? Not coming out this year. Forget it.
We already knew that.
I didn't even know it was supposed to come out this year. I didn't even know it was supposed to come out this year.
It wasn't. I don't think. They never announced.
No, I don't think they ever put a date on it. Maybe they, I don't know.
So why didn't anyone ever think
maybe
it was?
Maybe they did at some point, but I mean, I've known for a while that it's not anytime soon. Like, I don't think this is a spring 2015 either. I think this is probably a fall 2015.
Well, it's not even going to be at E3, right?
No, it's going to be at Gamescom.
No. Okay.
Right.
So, yeah. Late.
It looked cool, though. Did you guys watch the video?
Yeah, it looks all right.
I didn't watch the new one.
It's got the guy who looks like Max Payne talking with a funny accent.
Sam Lake. I love the way he talks.
He has a cool voice.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I probably should have watched that. I really liked the first trailer they put out. So
he talks like, what's his name? Peter Stormare. He sounds like him.
I don't need to watch these things because they already have me. I don't like watching trailers.
Remedy's got such a good track record with me. Like, they really have never done anything bad. And I think Sam Lake just has a really good sense of storytelling. So as long as the gameplay is halfway decent, it's going to be a fun game.
Yep. Let's see. Crow2K writes in and he asks, will Xbox One replace or add hardware to help it perform better, or is it as is until the next new gen system comes out? So he wants to know, is there going to be like an Xbox One Pro or something?
Well,
like
is it possible to improve the performance on the games that have already been, like, because there are games that have already been made.
Right.
So, I don't think so, and there's already games in development for the Xbox One. If they made a version of it that say that had whatever the RAM is in the PlayStation 4, I mix them up. One's SRAM and one's whatever it is.
SRAM.
Yeah, SRAM. So if they had the same RAM in both, would they have to make the game? Basically, would the game need to be remade completely?
They could patch it. I mean,
I don't know.
That's not going to happen.
I understand that. That's why I'm like, but
I'm asking if it could it is it could it happen? It,
yeah, I'm just asking, is it even possible? Is my question?
Yes, it is possible.
Sure, it's possible. Okay, but this is never happening.
It's not likely.
Like, could you pop in a copy of Assassin's Creed 4 and say this Xbox One A, and it would look the same as the PlayStation 4 version, with the same game after a patch?
Plot twist, the Xbox One Pro is just a PlayStation 4 inside a Xbox shell.
Yeah, is it something that's even
feasible? Enough room in there.
It's true. But is it something that's even feasible? Let alone will it or won't it happen? Could it happen?
You could do it. You could make it better. Look, you could obviously make it better than the PlayStation 4 version.
Sure, it's a PC. I mean, you could,
right,
you could buy a $3,000
You could put a Titan Black in there.
Right,
I'm just, I just work here.
Yeah,
right. But this is never going to happen. Right. You don't change your specs on these things. Like, the only thing you might do is when the slim version comes out, it might have slightly different hardware in the inside, but it's going to perform the same.
The hard drive could be faster. It could load stuff faster.
Sure.
Yeah, but I was reading this on the NeoGAF. People are saying that the external hard drives, if you use the right external hard drive with the update, yes, you'll have faster load times.
That's sure cool.
If you get probably a steady state drive in there.
So
why not?
Yeah, I'm just saying. So technically, it already does that, is where I was going with that was my whole point.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to give a shout out to Super Time Force, which I played some more of that this week and unlocked. I went to one of those cheat sites and I found out how to unlock a bunch of characters, what you have to do to add them to your Super Time Force, and I unlocked like four guys. And that game is fun.
I finished it.
You finished it?
Yeah, I finished it. I don't have all the characters unlocked. I know I missed the dinosaur. I don't know if there's anybody else that I missed or not. I have a bunch of
Do you have
characters.
Dolphin Lundgren?
I do.
Do you have the Jedi guy?
I do.
Do you have Melanie Gibson?
Yes.
Do you have...
Would I like this game?
Here's the genius of Super
great.
Time Force. It's a genius behind Super Time Force. And you know what? The sad thing is... Well, not sad, but it depends how you look at it. It's going to be copied in like a AAA form. With a lot of money behind it, rather. You can play this game as a person like me who is usually shit at these types of games, right? These Twitch, old school bullet
like me.
Platformer,
yeah, that's why I'm asking.
Right?
Like, it looks like the kind of game
Shipwreck is good at, and you and I are shit at.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
But because of the whole time mechanic, and you can rewinding time and putting more guys in, it makes it accessible to people like you and me. Now, we may not get a score as somebody like Shipwreck or somebody who can figure out maybe a more efficient way to get through a level, but you're not going to be at the point where you're replaying the same shit over and over again because you're just not skilled enough.
Okay.
Right? That's the genius.
And how much
does
this game cost again?
It was 15?
15?
It's either 15 or 20. Okay. I don't remember. I think it's 15.
No. Yeah,
but it's worth.
I was
going
to say, not that it really matters that much. If you two, I feel like I need something to play on my Xbox One.
Oh, you'll like this. And
is it something
too,
that if I played in front of my kids, would they be like, is it bad to play in front of my kids?
No, not at all. It's okay. Fine. Cartoon explosions.
Yeah, it's cartoony. I mean, there's a lot of shooting going on, obviously, but.
My kids love the Avengers movie.
Yeah, it's just that. It's fine.
Okay.
It's
fine. I mean, you know.
Like old school graphics. It looks like an old Sierra game, Sierra Adventure game.
You're an old Sierra Adventure game.
But I don't know. Game's great. Game is great.
Excellent.
Don't you think someone's going to make like a third person shooter or first person shooter where you can rewind time in this way?
It's tough because, I mean, there's definitely a Super Meat Boy like influence here where in Super Meat Boy, every time you died, you still saw your guy like running around or whatever. It didn't have the same effect where it actually mattered in the gameplay.
Right, and you can't stop time in that game and rewind, can you?
No, but I can see where it influence. Definitely would have an influence on this game. I think the more complex you get it, like if you went into a third-person shooter, that's going to be tough to have 30 guys out on the screen at the same time.
I don't know. You know that people are looking at this game and... You know, I mean, it's really innovative, I think. And I think people are looking at it and thinking how they can copy it.
Maybe if you like, maybe if there were cats that swept time, maybe that could work.
Someone's going to do it. Let's see. While we're talking about Microsoft, there's an article on fool.com saying that the Xbox One price cut appears to be working. I guess the president of GameStop in a conference call said that
we sold one.
Right. That there's a stronger demand as a result of the price.
I can just picture someone running through the halls of like just running down cubicles with a sheet of paper. We did it, guys. We did it. We sold one.
Oh, you know. Come on, they're still selling.
No, they're still doing fine.
They're doing fine. I think, you know, Sony and Microsoft are still both ahead of the game when you're looking at, you know, previous consoles. But yeah, of course, yeah, price is a huge factor. Price is always a huge factor in consoles. It's never not been. So, yeah. Let's talk about Sony. Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare is coming to PS4 and PS3 or what?
I think, I don't know. I know it's coming to the PS4, but I wouldn't be surprised if it comes to both.
This game is great. I always go back and play this game. Have you bought this yet, Wombat? You said you were going
to
buy it.
No, I didn't. I need something to buy. So if I were to buy something, would you say I should go Plants vs. Zombies, which was on sale and now isn't, so I'm kind of hesitating on that, or Super Time Force?
I think Super Time Force, but...
Yeah, it depends what... Yeah, for you, Super Time Force, because you're not a big multi... This is... Plants vs. Zombies is multiplayer.
I know, and then mostly. I have to find people to play with, and that's a big pain in the ass.
You don't want that. You want it Super Time Force.
I don't
need
another Titan Fail.
Right. Yeah. Which I loaded up yesterday on my PC.
I know.
Played exactly 2 minutes before I turned it off, because I just...
The game
spawn,
is...
get shot, spawn,
is that game
get
fun
shot.
For you at all?
There's a lot of other stuff I could play. Pretty much.
That game was
if
just...
I was on a desert island and there was Titanfall and a coconut, I would play Titanfall.
I thought you were about to say I'd play with the coconut.
And make sweet, sweet love to that coconut.
Right, how many holes does the coconut have?
Four. just the way you like it.
That's right. What else we got here? PlayStation Plus is getting an upgrade. So they're going to get... The new deal is you're going to get 6 games a month. 2 free games. Okay, hold on.
Two games per console. So 2 PlayStation 4 games, 2 PS3 games, and 2 Vita games.
Gotcha.
I'm looking forward to playing Trine 2 on the PlayStation 4. I played Trine 1. I never played Trine 2.
Yeah. I'm looking at these.
I don't know if it's an upgrade. It's different.
It's just right. It's not an upgrade. It's just now you know 2, 2,
yeah,
2.
Yeah, because... I don't know. Like, it seems like you got more games than that before.
I don't think so. I think there would sometimes be months where there'd be 2, and sometimes there'd be months where there'd be 1, but there was no rule.
Right. Well, rule?
There would be ones where they were changing weekly, too.
I think that was early on. I don't think it does that anymore.
I don't play any of these anyways. I download them.
I played Stick It to the Man, and I thoroughly enjoyed it, so...
Hey, does the PlayStation 4 automatically download these for you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Really? I feel like someone's been downloading games for me.
That's funny. Maybe someone is. I don't know. I know that. Yeah. No. It does still download.
I don't remember downloading Mercenary Kings, but yet there it is.
It's
but
there.
It's also possible I did it.
Mm. It's not that game's not bad either, but I prefer. I had a lot of fun with Stick It to the Man, but I mentioned that last week.
Right. Let's talk about Nintendo and Mario Kart 8. So what's the story with this Mercedes thing?
I think it's Japan only, though, isn't it?
For now. They may bring it to other regions, is what I think they've said.
So you can drive. Oh, here's the picture. Yeah, you can drive the Mercedes. Great.
Mario and a Mercedes.
Well, it ties into a whole advertising campaign in Japan. Like, there's a
right.
There's a really weird commercial that did you guys watch the commercial?
I did.
It starts off and it looks like the original Super Mario Brothers NES game, but Mario jumps into a Mercedes at the beginning. And he's driving through the level. And then all of a sudden it turns into live action. And this big, surly, like, handsome Mario gets out of a car. It's pretty, I don't know. It's weird. Yep.
And he touches a Koopa and goes, bah.
Yeah. Then he looks at the screen and gives you, uh-oh. It was just strange that Nintendo agreed to this.
They need money. They want that money.
Yeah, I'm sure they got paid for this.
Yeah, of course. They don't. I mean, they're very, they're pretty cautious, right? But do you remember Mario doing ads before?
Yeah.
Like what? What was the last one that he did?
Wait, let's see. Has Mario done an ad before? Well, Mario has sold a lot of things. He's been on a lot of products. You know, there's been Mario cereal.
But they've been Nintendo.
But they've all been Nintendo
products.
Branded. So I guess this might be the first.
It feels like kind of a big deal.
I don't know. I mean,
like they're just like, hey, we would like to have some revenue.
They did agree to license Mario to that terrible, terrible movie.
Well, but still,
it was not really a
Mario movie.
It was, but it wasn't like Nintendo had any.
He wasn't advertising a product.
No, but you know.
He was the product.
He was kind of doing the opposite of it. He was
killing the brand.
He was killing the brand instead of.
What else?
It's that picture of it too with that Mercedes. It just looks like skeezy.
This is what Japanese commercials look like, though.
Well, no, I'm talking about in the game. The picture of the Mercedes in the game.
Oh yeah,
it looks out of place. Yes. And amongst other carts that are made out of caterpillars and horse and carriage and stuff, like,
right, he might as well be drinking a Pepsi. Also,
why not though? Like, sure,
maybe there's a McDonald's drive-through along the way.
Could you imagine if they started putting stuff like that into Smash Brothers? Like, just all this product placement of all the like power-ups were just like, okay, and here's a cheese coney. Well, it would work in Cincinnati, but not elsewhere, I guess. But
it can be regional.
Regional. Perfect. Yeah. But I kind of like it because it's crazy.
There's been Mario Kraft macaroni and cheese. Does that count? Mario?
No, because these are products.
These are Mario products. I know. I'm just looking. I'm thinking out loud. I feel like there was got to be something.
Type in like shill. Mario shill.
You're a Mario shill.
No, look. It's going to work.
Do, do, do,
no,
do,
it's
do,
not
do.
Working.
Do, 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 do.
They're also, Nintendo also announced that they're coming out with a GameCube controller adapter so you can play Smash Brothers.
Now, do you think that's really just for Smash Brothers, or do you think it's because they're going to start having GameCube games in the shop?
How many of these are they going to sell? Like 7?
What, GameCube games or adapters?
Adapters.
I think they'll sell 8.
I mean, all the tournament, people who do the tournaments are going to buy it, and that's it.
And when they come out with the GameCube games, people who want to buy GameCube games again for some reason.
Right.
But that's pretty close to the Pro Controller, really, for those. It's fine for those.
And is the GameCube controller, like, you consider that a good controller?
It has its faults.
Well,
it's not a
Smash
bad.
Brothers players do.
It's
well,
okay.
Smash Brothers players, I understand. Okay, it's the original thing, but in general, it seems kind of shitty to me. I don't know.
It was a fine controller in its day.
I guess.
It's so weird that it's basically Nintendo saying, yes, we know that the controller that we sell this console with is not good for this game. It's, I don't know. There's so many controllers for the Wii. You get the gamepad, you get the Wiimotes, you get the Pro Controller.
What,
now you have the GameCube adapter.
Is Target going to even stock these?
I doubt it.
They have room for these anywhere, Ship.
I don't think Target's going to stock this.
All right.
I mean, if you stock this, you have to stock GameCube controllers.
All right. Let's move on to multi-platforming Wombat's news and stuff. What is this, Wombat?
Oh,
I'm assuming you put this.
You know, I someone posted this online, and I just thought it was interesting, and I didn't know if we wanted to talk about it. But the
I read it.
Oh, you did read it.
Yeah.
Okay. So the creative director of Bulletstorm wrote this article on GameIndustry.biz about why he thought the game wasn't a huge smash success and what they could have done differently in retrospect. And, you know, he puts a lot of the blame on marketing and also the fact that it was a, you know, that maybe the game should not have been released at a $60 price tag.
Yeah.
What was wrong with the marketing for that game? He's, it kind of nailed what the game was.
Well,
I
was going to say that too. I don't know if it was necessarily a problem with the marketing as much as maybe it just wasn't the right game at the right time.
It's kind of, it's not a mainstream game.
He said that, you know, like the crudeness of the game, he said that that shouldn't have been the main focus on the marketing aspect. It should have been just the spice, I believe.
But isn't that,
I don't know that I agree with that. That kind of attracted people to it, I thought.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably want to leave the marketing to the marketing guys, probably. But he, but his other point is that, you know, you don't, you can have a very successful game without ticking all the check boxes, you know, multiplayer, co-op, whatever. But you have to set people's expectations right. And if you're going to have every game cost $60, then it becomes sort of, you almost feel like you're forced to tick all those check boxes. Then the game costs a lot of money to produce. And it's just a, it's a shitty business. It's a shitty way to run a business. And he, his example, he likens it to the film industry, where you can put out movies like Paranormal Activity?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one? Where it's a movie that was made on a small budget, but still can sell, you know, sells a lot of tickets and is still, you know, a good looking movie and it's a good movie. It's just, you know, they're not setting out to make Poltergeist, right? They realize what they're setting out to do from the very beginning. And they have a realistic expectation on how many units they can sell. So,
but they sell them for the same price. Like all the movies cost the same.
And there's a very big difference in budget on a movie. Like a Paranormal Activity is a very small budget.
Right. Well, he also goes on to say that a gamer these days, like $60 is a lot of money. So a gamer, when a gamer spends $60, and not just that, but because we're used to so many sales, that, you know, we can buy awesome AAA games for $2 and $5. So that to buy a new game for $60, you really need to be getting like $200 in value, is what he says, to make a gamer feel like he's got his money's worth. And that means having multiplayer, having a single player campaign, having everything.
Either it means either having those or being a really long game.
Or that, right. Exactly.
Like a Skyrim type of thing.
Exactly. Exactly. So it sounds like he feels like if Bulletstorm cost $30 when it came out, it would have sold much more than twice the number of units.
It's a hard thing to say yes or no about. I feel like because a game like Bulletstorm did drop in price relatively fast too. And I don't know if it necessarily, you know, moved that many more copies when it dropped in price.
Right.
There's only so much of a market for these really crazy action games. Like I love them. Like I love Bulletstorm. I love Bayonetta. I love Just Cause. But like other than the core gamer market, I just don't think those titles resonate much.
Right. Well, his whole point is, see, you don't need like the game publishers. They want, all they think of is, they want the game to sell 6 million copies or 4 million copies. And he's saying, look, we can have a game that sells 2 million or 1 million copies And if we're smart about how we produce the game, and we know that we don't have to tick off all the check boxes, then we can make the game for cheaper, and we can sell it for cheaper, and we can make more money at, like a Paranormal Activity does or a Blair Witch Project.
Well, that's really, I mean, but now you're getting back to square one, which is the game's budget. If they can make a game that only has to sell a million copies to be profitable,
right?
That is still that's a game that's saying. Worth that people are going to want to play. I mean, it's almost, you know, you could look at a game like BioShock Infinite, which, you know, what did it sell? It wound up selling 6 million copies or shipping 6 million. I think that was the number at the last time we talked about it, but it wasn't considered a success.
Right. They were probably thinking they probably needed to sell 8 million or whatever. I
so
mean,
what was the budget on a game like that?
Well, they, you know, the,
oh, it was huge.
The rumor was, there's a lot of crazy rumors about that, right? But you know, it must be huge.
Yeah.
Well, it took like 5 years to make, right?
Yep.
And that game didn't
anyway,
check
it's
all
an
the
interesting
boxes.
Article. If you, it's called, what's the name of it? If you want to find the article, it's called US $60 for a game is a little insane, is the name of the article on gameindustry.biz. What else we got here, Wombat?
We've got, what else do we have here? Sorry, I was still on the article. There were, unfortunately, some big shakeups over at Harmonix.
I saw that.
Yeah. And that's sad. 37 people. So, good luck,
I guess.
And
the CEO was sort of...
The CEO was demoted, I guess, would be what it is. He still works there. He's a chief creative officer.
Okay.
But that's it.
Even with the Kickstarter.
Yeah.
All right.
It's tough business out there, especially when they're kind of locked into we make music games. Like that's what they do. That's what they do well. But once Rock Band and all those instrument games went away, and then once Kinect went away, it's leaves them in a tough place.
And they, Carl. I'm surprised. Yeah, I was just reading that. So Carl Kramer says, big shakeup at Harmonix. Why didn't they make Dance Central, the one Kinect game that's a hit, for the Xbox One?
Hey, why is that not a launch title for Xbox One?
I don't know.
It seemed like that would have been a good thing to do. There must have been a reason behind why it didn't happen.
And think about it. It didn't really need to have much added to it except for new songs. And, you know, just the fact that the new Kinect is much better than the old Kinect would have made it a better game. You wouldn't have had to really sink a lot of money into it, you would think.
Those licensing deals cost a lot.
Yeah,
though,
the licensing. Right. Or do they just rehash like a Dance Central's greatest hits, but for the Xbox?
You still have to license it.
Yeah, I know. But at least you may already have some sort of deal in place.
Free to play Dance Central installed on every Xbox One. You pay per song. Come on.
I don't know.
Too late.
I don't know. I hope they survive all this.
Yes.
Because it's going to be a challenge for them, I think, right now with where they're at in the marketplace.
Fantasia.
I'm sure it's great. It looks like a fun game.
Right, but now Xboxes are being sold without Kinect.
It doesn't have an install base is the problem.
We'll find out in 2 months, really. We will know in 2 months.
Do you think that this happens because Microsoft took the Kinect out of the box? You think these layoffs are a direct response to that?
No. I don't think so. I think they had another game that supposedly had to get scrapped and reworked. I forget what it's called.
Oh, the PC Chroma?
The first-person shooter Chroma.
Okay. In happier news, Mortal Kombat 10. There's a new Mortal Kombat coming, and it'll be at E3.
Hooray. Right. Who cares about Mortal Kombat? No one I know.
Right. Just as long as it doesn't have Batman in it. I think it's going to be pretty good. I bet it has Batman.
Did you see it came out last week. Did you see the trailer for the new Arkham trailer?
Yes. I watched it before the show last
week. Oh, that's right. Yeah. You talked
with the Batmobile.
And Batman in RoboCop armor? What is that about? He looks like the new RoboCop.
You see, he does not have superpowers. So I think the Robo armor might help.
In the best Batman comics, he's wearing basically cloth and he gets... he gets kind of cut and bruised and beaten a lot. That's the Batman I like.
Unrealistic.
Maybe he's tired of that happening. Maybe he's like, hey, I'm a smart guy. Maybe I'll take some parts off of this car that I make every time. Like, I come up with a new car every year.
Right.
Maybe I should slap some of those old parts on me.
I don't know. Bums me out. But, oh, and Lego Batman
Who's
3.
Who's building these cars for him? Well, I don't know all the Batman lore. Who is building all this stuff for
him? He builds it. Actually, for...
He has time to build himself a car.
Didn't you see the movie?
And Lucius...
Morgan Freeman
builds
it.
There was a time where he had, like a guy, like this mechanic who Morgan had... Freeman. I think he was, like Rain Man, but he built cars.
Autism. He's autistic?
Yeah. I forget what his name was, though.
Definitely got to drive the Batmobile slow in the driveway on Sundays.
Yeah.
Definitely. Is that what he said?
So he has a queue, basically.
He did. I don't think he does anymore.
You didn't see the movies? It explains all this in the movies.
What movies?
There it is. Dark Knight. Harold Allnut.
Nah, I saw the first one of those.
His name was Harold. He has two major disabilities.
So
he's mute.
You're telling me Harold builds a car.
And he has a misshapen body. So he was like a hunchback mute. That's
so he's
who,
not autistic.
No, I said I couldn't remember. He's a hunchback. I knew there was something wrong with him. I thought he was like
So you have a hunchback mute.
I thought he was like
a
savant. A
car by himself.
But yeah.
Dude, you should cosplay that guy at E3 this year. What's wrong with Wombat? Oh no, he's cosplaying
Harold Allnut.
Harold. He's kind of like Harold from Batman's Garage.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? You didn't recognize
this. This is
costume?
Harold. He built a jet by himself. He designed a jet.
He has a hunchback and can't speak, but he built a jet and a submarine.
People will be talking to you.
He was even good enough to make them in the shape of a bat.
Oh, Wombat, it's so great to see you. Dead silence from Wombat. Oh, he's in character.
That would be your dream convention, me in silence.
hunched over. Big hump.
That's what you call me when I'm not around.
And then we put the camera in the hump. The GoPro goes in the hump.
I understood what you meant.
Oh,
Lego Batman 3, by the way. Did you watch that trailer?
No, what's the story?
They're making a Lego Batman 3, and you start with the Justice League. You don't have to get them through the game. This fall.
Ty keeps asking to play more Lego Marvel, and I told him, like 2 months ago, I told him, we are not playing any more Lego games until either the next Lego Marvel or the next Lego Batman comes out.
So you have to wait until October, I think.
That's fine. At least I can see. Now do I even tell him?
I let Sabrina watch the trailer.
I think we're going to have to go stealth mode on this one.
There was a lot of excitement to see the Flash. So
now, don't you hear Dad? When's Lego Batman 3 come out? When's Lego Batman?
Nah, they already forgot. That and I have birthday this weekend. We have a child birthday.
Ty won't stop asking me when the new Hearthstone card backs come out. Every day he's like, "Were they coming out today? Coming out today, right?" They didn't announce it yet. They didn't announce. Stop asking me about the stupid card backs.
You did that to yourself.
What are those? What are card backs?
You know, like playing cards have a back to them.
Okay.
Right? So you can different designs.
You did that to yourself.
Well, no. I mean, look, you have to be level 20 in ranked play to get the card, be eligible to get the card backs, right? And Ty was not ranked 20 yet, and you have to do it by the end of the month. So I had to help him out. I had to tell him, look, you got to rank up if you're going to want those card backs. And because imagine if I got the card backs and he saw them and I didn't tell them, we'd have a huge problem. There would be big tears. Anyway, so he played one match yesterday and the guy quit and he got to rank 20. So he's good. Woo. What else we got here, Wombat?
I think we're up to the bag O'Kag, if there's anything.
Bag O'Kag. T. Tatos writes in and says, I would love to hear some thoughts on how large or small of a role leaks play in the industry. Do you all think there's some possible negative outcomes for developers and publishers, or do you think leaks are more or less trivial? Shipwreck.
Well, obviously it depends on what kind of leak it is. If it's a leak about a price cut or something like that, then
Then you're going to get subpoenaed.
Yes, could have a negative impact then. If it's, hey, here's a Mortal Kombat poster. There's a new Mortal Kombat coming out. We already knew that, really.
Yeah, like, it's just not being able to control the message completely, which that I think is trivial. But yes, like you said, if it's or a game that's getting delayed a year or a price cut, that has an impact on stock prices and a company as a whole. So that could be very negative. So it's not as black and white as it
leaked. Yeah, I think it's black and white in that. I think it's a negative if it affects stock prices.
Yeah, and it's,
if it's not something that's going to
affect. And if it doesn't affect stock prices, then it's trivial. So, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we agree.
Although, I don't know, maybe Warner Brothers sees a bump in their stock when a Mortal Kombat gets leaked or a Batman gets leaked, even though everybody knows there's one in the development.
You mean a bump in the positive?
Yeah.
Sure.
Just because people know
it's all fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So are you.
It's fun.
Who knows what the fuck.
I like seeing stuff like the Mortal Kombat poster. That's obviously leaked on purpose because they sent those out to media outlets. And
right.
That's
it's going
to
be.
If you send it out to a media outlet, you want them to put it out there. So.
Let's see. Huffer STL asks, would a game room type service as a benefit of Gold, Xbox Gold, or PlayStation Plus interest you guys more than a free game a month or six free games a month?
Does he mean like all the games that were in game room are free if you are a Gold member?
Right. Right. Like old arcade games and shit.
I mean, sure. That would be fun. I don't know.
It's a shame that Microsoft fucked up that game.
I know, they screwed that up so badly.
It had so much potential.
It was all potential.
It was close to being good, too. Mm-hmm. All they had to do was make it a subscription model and make it cheap.
Right. $4 a month or so.
Yeah. 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 That shit adds up. That's a good business right there. I don't know. It would interest me. Yes, it would interest me. I would still pay for one separately.
Sure. Like if... You guys don't have Wii U's, but if the Wii U had a subscription model for their virtual console stuff, I'd definitely be paying for that and never playing them, but I'd be paying for it.
I would be paying for it if they did it. I still think they should be doing that for the 3DS and the Wii U as like a joint service. I think that would be amazing.
Okay. Pure Flux writes in and says, can you guys do us, the audience, a big favor? I don't know if even you all get to please record a drunk podcast at E3, I think is what he's trying to say.
I thought we were doing that now.
Was he drunk when he was asking that question?
I don't know. There's a lot of words in the wrong order. Were you hit by a messenger bike recently, sir? I don't drink really. So
no, but you get under an influence.
Yeah. Yeah. I did have a beer.
I drink,
actually.
But I don't get drunk all that easily.
No, you don't. And I rarely drink more than one beer in a sitting. But
I had a beer this week.
Whoa.
What are you drinking right now, Wombat?
A beer.
What kind?
What beer?
I'm drinking a Miller Lite in the Vortex bottle. It tastes like water, though. So I don't know if that counts as a beer.
Finally spiraled water right into your mouth.
Seriously. For those who don't know.
I'm having a I'm having a Summer Love from Victory.
Ooh, sounds fancy. Did you go to that wing place yet, by the way, Shipwreck?
I have not.
I can't talk to you anymore.
Wombat finds restaurants.
For you to go to?
Yes.
Yeah, just, well, anytime you go to a city, he'll find you a restaurant to go to that he's never been to. But he found a wings place in Cincinnati that's supposed to be the best wings place in Cincinnati.
No.
He's looking.
It's supposed to be the best wings in the country, according to the Travel Channel. And it's 20 minutes from your house.
Buffalo wings?
Yes. I know you're saying they can't make better buffalo. I'm not saying this.
I wouldn't say that.
This is what the Travel Channel says. And whether it's true or not, maybe they're not the best. Maybe they're just okay. Wouldn't you want to go and find out if it was 20 minutes from your house?
That's 17 more minutes from my house than a BW3.
Yeah, but, you know, that's chain wings.
Take the caddy out there.
Seriously.
For a little cruise.
They'll probably give you free wings if you show up in that thing. Because they'd feel bad.
I just like
for you.
I like how Wombat wants to to eat through you.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, and like I want to vicariously know how those wings are.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is that a problem?
No, I like it. I just said I like it.
Yeah.
I went to a really good chicken place in Cincinnati called the Eagle. So if there's people in Cincinnati that want to go to get chicken, that place is good.
Speaking of chicken, they're opening a fried chicken place in downtown LA that should be open when we get there.
The chocolate place?
The chocolate chicken place, yeah. You tell me you're not curious to try chocolate chicken.
I'm not, actually.
No one likes you.
No, that sounds bad.
Oh, that's right. You hate chocolate.
Other thing to do.
You hate chocolate.
How about, like, I don't know. Yeah. I like chocolate. I just don't want a chocolate
chicken. No, Shipwreck hates chocolate.
Oh. I like chicken, and I like chocolate. Just not. I don't think I want that.
I was going to say, I'm like, it could be, is it like a mole kind of chocolate? Because it really depends on how sweet the chocolate is. If it's not a sweetened chocolate, it could be very good, but I don't know.
Can they dip it in hash first?
I'm sure that you could figure out a way to make that work.
I mean, at that point, you might as well just be like, fuck it.
Yep.
What else we got here? Well, there's two more questions, and then we can go. Aqua Creep writes in, are you feeling the Hearthstone fallout that other gaming press are getting? Just heard a lot more complaints about the lack of balance and the amount of pay to win. I have not been playing a lot recently. Once I hit level 12, level 11, I'm having a really hard time winning. And it does seem like these guys have some pretty nice decks. I don't know if it's pay to win, though, because you can definitely have nice decks without paying to win, without paying for them. But yeah, it does seem like most people are only taking two or three different heroes. So there's eight different characters, I think, right? Eight or nine?
Something like that.
Yeah, nine, yeah. I think. So maybe there is a balance issue, but there's that expansion pack is coming out this summer. I'm down with that. And they've been
I've been winning a lot lately.
Nice.
So
what rank are you? You gonna get the new card backs?
I don't play ranked.
You got to get on it now, and you have till the end of the month.
Why do I care about what the back of my cards look?
Because it looks cool when you play them.
It's like
especially if you play
hat.
Warlock. It's like a new hat. Look like it matches a Warlock nicely.
I don't even know what I play. I just play whatever the quest is for the day.
Right.
That's who I go with.
Let's see.
And Mrs. Shipwreck is playing now, too.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah. Is she playing more than you?
She's still going through, like, she's unlocking all the characters still. So
okay, cool.
She hasn't gotten into really playing other people quite yet. But she did ask how that game could be free, and I told her it was because you bought $100 worth of cards.
$50, not $100.
He tried to buy $100, but the game said, you idiot, no one spends $100 on this game.
No, it said my credit card was expired. I haven't updated it. I figured it was a good idea to not buy more cards after.
Yeah. That's why you don't drink.
How many legendaries do you have?
What's that?
How many legendaries do you have?
I have a bunch, actually. I have four or five. But one, I have the Murloc one, which you get when you get all the Murloc cards. And, yeah. I have Alexandria.
How many gold?
I have the Mage.
How many gold... legendaries do you have?
Which what? Gold? None. I know you have one. I'm happy for
yes.
it. You should disenchant it and get the dust for it. I forgot which one you have. Oh, you have the good one. Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah, I have the one that I can play with any character.
Yeah, those are good. Thorbon 3 writes in, and I saw on Facebook that Thorbon 3 lost a lot of weight. So good job, Thorbon. Would any of you go to a movie theater to see the Sony press conference if you were at home and not at E3? Only people I could see going is a game publisher taking their employees to see their game on a big screen or something like that. So Sony's, I guess, in certain parts of the country, you can go to a movie theater.
It's pretty much one per state, I guess, kind of.
Okay, and it's free, I'm assuming?
It's free. They're going to give away some stuff. It's hosted by Jeff Keighley. I can't figure out if Jeff Keighley is hosting the Sony press conference or if he's just hosting like the little stuff, the extra video stuff that they're going to show at the movie theater.
It may just be the extra stuff.
I don't know. But
is that going to be weird if Jeff Keighley is hosting the Sony press conference?
Why?
I don't know. It's just, Jeff Keighley's kind of an enigma of what exactly his role is.
He's a...
A host.
Yeah, he's a host. And he produces video content for companies and himself, his own company. Pretty much, right?
Yeah.
Wombat?
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with
that. So if Sony wants to hire him...
No, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just... I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, look, he's not like a news reporter. He's not like
Glenn Greenwald
or some shit. He's, you know...
But Sony doesn't usually have anybody host.
Is he hosting, or do you know?
I can't. It's
I think if you do this movie theater thing, you have to have someone tying it together. Otherwise, it just might seem weird. But
right, and that person is definitely Keighley. Like, I mean,
but if I wasn't going to E3, would I try to go to a movie theater? I guess.
Oh, you're right. It says Jeff Keighley hosting.
Yeah.
Experience broadcast line. Okay.
I think he's just hosting.
Or he's heavily involved in the proceedings. He doesn't quite. Okay. There's a video. I don't know. Whatever. All I care about is that those food trucks they have in the parking lot before the press conference. If they're going to have that at your movie theater, then you should definitely go. Other than that, you're probably going to be waiting online for a long time.
I hope they have that ice cream.
Well, no, you have to get tickets ahead of time. You get free tickets ahead of time.
Oh, okay. Okay. So that's cool.
So if it was. If I was in that situation and it was in the same city I was in, I would probably go just out of curiosity because I just like to go see what's going on at these type of things.
Right. You have your finger on the pulse of the gaming world.
Right. Not necessarily that I'm like, oh, I got to go watch this Sony press conference at this movie theater, but it's more like, oh, I got to see what this is. And yeah, I don't know. Hopefully they have some food or something at those things.
Yeah.
Mrs. Shipwreck was thinking you should sponsor a CAG food truck parking lot at E3 next year.
I say that I'm going to do that every year.
That's come up before.
I don't know. Can somebody just do it for me? I'm worried that someone's going to like die in the parking lot and then I'm going to get
sued. That's what I was thinking. Maybe you could have them sign waivers. Don't die waivers.
To come into my parking lot?
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I even took a picture of the sign last year and I was going to call to get the phone number to book that parking lot, but I didn't do it.
Instead, we made awards.
That was a lot cheaper and easier.
So who has the awards? Shipwreck, you have them?
Yes.
Okay.
And they're nice and thick, Ship?
Yeah, they're nice and thick.
Girthy?
We'll go. Yeah.
Perfect for
veiny.
Perfect for all the slots.
I heard there's a vein of paper that goes through the middle of the card. Isn't it? No, I'm serious. Like a black, right?
I did not.
You didn't look.
Get my head in there and examine it that closely.
That's what they. It did say that on the. This is.
It came in a very nice box. Like it's. They each one has an envelope with it, and it comes in this little box that has like a fake like wax seal around it.
Yeah, it's from moo.com.
They're very nice. WebSmart Banky did a very nice job making them.
Yes. He's awesome. Last question from Gran Naniwa. Wombat, on CAGcast number 66, you reveal that your wife's psychiatrist said that you should masturbate more, but you refuse to explain why. When re-listening to the episode, I felt like this is a question you would answer these days. Will you finally reveal why? Love the show. Keep up the great work, guys.
No.
You don't? No.
No.
No, your wife's psych. I'll tell you. I'll answer the question.
Okay, you answer. And my wife. What's funny about that question is that's such a long time ago, and I remember my wife was seeing someone, and she doesn't anymore. It was like a couple of months after that the psychiatrist said she didn't need to go anymore.
Okay.
And it's just kind of funny.
2006, probably.
Yeah, it was. It might have been
seven or early 2007.
Yeah, it was such a long. I know. I don't think it was even 2008.
So, are you still masturbating more?
No.
Did you follow the advice?
For a little while.
My doctor told me I had to masturbate more.
Yeah.
You know when you go to the doctor and you're young and they ask you like, "Are you sexually active?" And you know all these embarrassing questions and shit, like how many times a week and everything. And the doctor asked me how many times I masturbate a week, and I said, you know, I said like two or three, I don't know. And he actually said that you should masturbate more for your prostate health. Isn't that weird?
Are you sure this guy was a doctor?
I was like, because that's a lot.
I don't. Well, maybe I lied and I said like one. I also said I was sexually active, which was probably a lie. Like, I was trying. You know, he didn't, you know. I didn't have to tell him it wasn't going that well. Oh, anyway, to answer Gran Naniwa's question, the reason why Wombat's wife's psychiatrist said he had to masturbate more is because Wombat was probably complaining he wasn't getting enough sex. And then the psychiatrist said to the wife, it's not your job to give him sex. If he's not satisfied, if he doesn't think he has enough sex, he should masturbate more.
Actually, that wasn't it at all.
Oh, fuck.
Sorry. I will tell you that you're wrong.
Fuck.
Sorry.
Okay. Write in the show feedback what you think the reason is.
Oh, please, let's not do this.
Okay, don't do that.
I'm kazooing this question.
Okay, Wombat has kazooed the question. So instead of doing that, just complain about how much you hate Wombat in general.
Which will happen.
Which is going to happen anyway. So, yeah, that's about it for this week's show. Follow us on Twitter, CheapyD, Wombat5277, and Shipwreck, and at Video Game Deals. And facebook.com/cheapassgamer. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Bread's done.
We've got a volunteer. The body is on the way.
Sure. Old Detroit has a cancer. Cancer is crime.
Turn and roll.
As you know, we've entered into a contract with the city to run local law enforcement.
We were able to save the left arm.
What? I thought we agreed on total body prosthesis. Now lose the arm, okay?
We get the best of both worlds. Onboard computer-assisted memory and a lifetime of on-the-street law enforcement programming.
Hey, Louis, it's Super Cop.
This guy is really good.
He's not a guy, he's a machine.
What are they gonna do, replace us?
Murphy, it's you.
Go get him, boy.
Thank you. You have the right to remain silent. You have the right to an attorney. Anything you say may be used against you.
You better back up, pal!
Your move, creep.
The future of law enforcement. RoboCop.
Thank you for your cooperation.